But the question I'll throw out is, where and when can we pray?
Anytime,
anywhere. That's like, you know, anytime you want something, just ask. First Timothy chapter 2 verse 8. That's really pretty much the right answer, right? Anytime and anywhere. But, okay, I'm going to challenge that though. Can we pray just everywhere?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to throw that again. See, I'm playing the backup now, right? All right. If we can pray everywhere, can we pray at work?
Yes.
Can we pray when we are driving?
Yes.
Can we pray when we are watching TV?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I hear is like yes, but not fully yes. You have to clarify, sir.
Depending on what you are watching.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, I'm satisfied with that. Depending on what if you are watching a game and you really want to pray while you are watching a game, it would be like I'm talking to you and I'm looking here. Yeah. But yes, let me have your opinion. Yes? Can we watch movies or games and pray?
Well, I've prayed before while I was watching a game because somebody hurt themselves, and I'm like, Lord, please, you know. I mean, I don't know. All of a sudden, I just started praying
for that.
But you weren't watching the game.
Right? Okay.
At that point, then you're praying. You need undivided attention to pray. That's
what one question I'm trying to bring up. Can you, when you are praying, can you do any other thing? That's really the fundamental question. When you are praying, can you do any other thing?
It depends.
Well, to me, it depends, you know, because like I was saying,
you're watching and you're just praying.
Somebody hurt themselves. Somehow, the game, my spirit just
temporarily
just changed into prayer right away,
right,
for that person,
right,
in particular. You know, so
okay.
No, you know, most of time, it depends, you know.
Okay.
Most of that, if you. It's like you are test. You want to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
You go to find water if you are washing, and something comes to you. And pray.
Yeah.
Start praying.
Okay. Oh yes.
You can actually pray and do some water too, because I would say it's like you're talking to someone and you're driving at the same time. But all you need is just to focus on your prayer, because your mood can change and the spirit may just minister to you that start praying right here.
Yes.
And you may be driving and praying with your heart. What it entails is communication and focusing on who you're talking to.
Very good. So we are getting closer to it. Okay, all right, let's go. I want, yes, let's go on.
Ask, maybe, what capital is working? No, the capital is working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... somebody who order the things who come not too far,
right,
to pick his but he need to walk and pray anytime he can pray.
So a carpenter can be walking and be praying. Yes.
Yeah. Also, in the case of movie, it's been where I saw a situation that happened and it kind of bring me back into reality that, oh Lord, please, you know, like just type in, do not let this happen.
Okay, so well said. I think I see the picture now. The question I will now ask as a follow-on question for us to, you know, wrap up this. Why do we pray with our eyes closed? Yes?
Just for us to focus.
Just to focus. Why do we? To concentrate. Okay. So we can pray with our eyes closed to concentrate, right?
To concentrate.
All right. What if I close my eyes, I'm thinking about the next game I'm going to watch. If you have Netflix, you already have something in your instant queue. You know you're going to watch when you go home. And you're closing your eyes and you are drifting. You know, a lot of people drift when they close their eyes.
Yes.
Their thought process start kicking in. You know, they close their eyes, their mouth is still operating as normal. You know, they're speaking stuff out. But the mind is drifting. Really, the question is, remember how we started the question? When and where can we pray? But when and where we can pray is really a question of how can we position ourselves anywhere, because the general answer is anywhere at any time. If anywhere at any time we can pray, then how do you position yourself to have a consistent flow of communication? Think of it this way. If I'm talking to you, sir, you know, look at this, what I'm doing. All right? Brother Fuller, I really need you to do something for me right now. Please, stand up. You see what I've just done? You are not the one I was talking to. But because my attention was focused on you, you only focus on the concentration, the attention. If I mentioned his name, but I was not pointing at him, and I was not mentioning your name, but you responded. That is what we do when we pray. And when we do not give our whole mind and attention to what we are praying about, we are talking to God, but we are not facing Him. Even though, and that is one blessing of God, and at the same time, the danger of being able to pray anywhere and at any time. Oh, Father. Oh, Lord, let help come from above. And I'm chatting, I'm texting. My concentration is on this because our words are not any different than the words we use in prayer. The only difference is in the concentration. Because when I was concentrating at you and I was talking to you, you knew that definitely my whole talking and everything, attention is given to you. It is a very difficult part that a lot of Christians these days find difficult to do. If prayer is the master key, and most times the attitude of the church has also helped us to get distracted. And it's just nature and how we have learned things. Maybe God will help us to unlearn it. In church, we believe that when the prayer is loudest and it flows fluently, then that prayer is really focusing at God. No. When your mind is focused on God, even it's 1 minute, whatever you ask at that moment, you will receive. There is no doubt about that. Because Jesus said it, and he said it with so much confidence that a lot of people think Jesus must be a liar. Because if he says that whatsoever you ask in my name, you will get it, people are like, so I've asked so many things in the name of Jesus, and I don't get it. One thing. That lack the spirit that meditates, because that was what David wrote in Psalm 1 and verse 1. When we meditate upon the word of God, we soak the word of God in, then you can petition God. If you cannot meditate on the word of God, you can't petition God, because how are you going to bring to his remembrance things he has said concerning you? If you cannot meditate on the word of God, you cannot petition him for fruitfulness and say, God, you said I'll be fruitful. You said I will excel. You said I should not be sick. You said that I will get the riches, or I'll be blessed. You can't do that. Our prayer must come out of meditation. You know, most times when we see churches that are very quiet, you know, in Methodist church, they do something called silent prayers. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Silent prayer is ask God whatever you need, but you have to be silent. The idea is to make people concentrate, calm, and really focus. One thing I will ask for us this year, and I know for sure God is a God of all times. If he can answer prayers 100 years, 300 years, 500 years back, he still does answer prayer today. I will beg us in the name of God to focus more on what we do. And I'm challenging even our prayer style. The reason? Sometimes we lie when we pray. Remember what Jesus said? They love standing in the front of the street and praying. Jesus did not say they were not praying. He said that they were praying, but their ultimate objective is to get something else. Oh, people are seeing me. I'm doing it. Many times we are guilty of not thinking through our prayers. Many times I strongly think about online prayers. With Do people really pray? Or are we just, you know, do people get distracted when they don't have other people around them? Or do people really focus when they pray because they have to get attention on the phone and hold on to the phone and be doing all kinds of things? Let us as Christians think through some of these things. Prayer is the master key. It sounded like a word that is not powerful, but that word can change everything. If it's a master key, it can open any door. And you know what? If it's a master key, it can lock any door. That was what Jesus said. I give you now the keys of the kingdom. Whatsoever you dare bind while you are physically on this earth, then heavens will respond to that. That is one opportunity we have to influence spiritual things. Because physically, if I want to make the door open right now, if I don't go to that door is not opening. If I want the door to be open and somebody is not opening the door, that door is not opening. But God can make doors open. Remember what happened when they prayed? Acts 12:5 said, people were praying for Peter while he was in prison. The door was locked. But God did something. God answered that prayer by really opening the door without anybody physically touching the door. That people still don't believe today. Say, yeah. Say, and the doors were open of their own accord. We're going to pray in 2 minutes. But if anything we get today, know for sure that the success to this year, according to the promise that we have of God and the word of God, remember God has promised us victory. He said, the armies and the kings that belongs even to the land, he will make them work for us. The only way you can get those things is by petition in prayer. You don't have to pray and let people know that you are praying, because sometimes that is deception. Pray and you'll be satisfied you have prayed to God. If your concentration is like 1 minute, focus on that 1 minute and pray that 1 minute. Don't wait for, oh, I have to pray 45 minutes. Forget about it. 25 minutes out of the 45 minutes, you are thinking and you are wondering, when will this prayer be over? And in the place of prayer, confess your sins sincerely to God. It's very difficult. You have to be sincere. Otherwise, what's the point? You tell God, God, I made a mistake. This is really, really what I wanted to do. I lied. Oh, God, help me. I really want to stop. Just help me. That will be a sincere prayer. Because in the place of prayer, we have hypocrisy. You know hypocrisy for a lot of people? Oh, God said this. Let's believe it. Let's say it right now. Ding, 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 ding. And you yourself are like, am I sure God can do that? You doubt. You can't receive. Our conclusion, we must understand that prayer is a communication that is spiritual. We can pray anywhere and everywhere, and our attention must be focused on God. When you pray, you don't have anxieties. Anxiety is, oh, what am I going to do right now? Of course, you are worried right now because you have responsibilities. People that don't have responsibilities, they are not worried. They don't have any anxiety. They just believe, oh, well, tomorrow if I don't have anything, I'll go bust somebody's door and steal something, or I'm going to just go to the HEB, whatever they dump, I get it. People that are responsible know that they've committed so many things in their hands that they need to pay or get things. They're worried because there's a lot of things to be dealt with. But then you can ask God and say, God, I started all this by myself, but I need you to help me. Because that is really asking for help, petition. Ask him to provide for you. And I pray that as we pray this year, the Lord will make his spirit to help our prayers. The Lord will hear our prayers and respond favorably to them. As we ask concerning his promises, it will bless us indeed. Because if you are blessed, oh my God, you'll be surprised. Favor will come your way. Let's write to pray this morning. Shall we rise to pray? Just one prayer point this morning. Father, strengthen me in the place of prayer.